Say it to Rabbi Yanai. And nobody holds from Rabbi Yanai. Could be. Rashi blessed Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Oy oy ketoni. So the first man Yom is saying one or the other. Oy ey vekota and shagodu. Either the pinky taka but of a big person. Or lehepech. Or else it means of vekula chadashirihu. They're both saying the same shir. Or else it means a bigger aver on upon a baby. That's another shir. So Marvelesh to Rabbi Yanai. For Ochel Bokh Miflugi. So what's the machoikas then, Reb Shimon and Reb Nosson? For Ochel Bokh Miflugi. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Sofer. Eivir Kotin de Godel. You're going to have a pinky of a Godel. The Eivir Godel de Kotin ben Yoimoy. Ki Adodi Ninu. He holds the both come out the exact same shear. You take a foot of a 1 day old baby and the size of a pinky of a man is the exact same shear. So it's one shear. Reb Nosson Sofer no. Eivir Kotin de Godel in. I'm asking, the size of a pinky of a godel, that's a big enough shear to mechayif for Shabbos. Take out enough shemen to shmir to rub upon the pinky of a godel, that's a good shear. Of the eivel godel, the cotton ben yoimeloi, he dings a chanom. You want to take a big avram. So the foot, the vada doesn't mean the whole foot, because the avram, a foot has a lot of avorim. So you want to say just one part of the foot of a baby. Even though it's an eivel godel, by a baby, still a baby, 1 day old, each aver is too small to be mechayif. That's Reb Nosson Shita. But nobody holds, like the Yanai could be, nobody holds that a pinky of a baby 1 day old should be enough. That's too small of a shear. So the more my heavy law, what's the maskon alochom? Toshima, Titania, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Shemen, how much is the shear shemen to be mechayiv to be carried out on Shabbos? What's called the chosh of a shear? Could they losach eve kotin shakotin ben yoimai? Mashmi pasuk yelak Reb Yanai. That's enough to be mechayev a small amount of shemen just to rub the pinky of a baby. That's also davar choshev. Rashi Toshima, or the Reb Yanai Tanoihi. That this chat you have to say, we pass on Reb Shimon like Reb Yanai, that before you can't say everybody holds not like Reb Yanai, because then it'll be a stirul halacha. So you have to say before that you want to say, it's like a machlokes Tanoim and Reb Yanai, and we still pass on these Tanoim that hold like Reb Yanai. That's enough to be mechayev even for a small amount of shemen just to rub on the pinky of a baby. Right. Mayim k'dei losher b'emes akilo. The Mishnah says, how much water do you have to take out on Shabbos are you chayiv for? The amount of water to rub onto a kilo, that's like eye medicine. You have an eye sieve to put into the eye, you have to put water into the sieve. Enough water to put into the eye sieve, that's enough to be chayiv. A small amount of water. Amar Rabbaye, michti, ko milso de shchichi v'lo shchichi. Something that shchiach people use water for, and something they don't use water for, is also rabban and bossa the shchichi lekula. Avan, you have to go bossa. How much of a shear do you need to be mechayev to carry out on Shabbos? Is only something that shchiach. Yeah. So right, there's a shal about how much of a shear to mechayev to carry out on Shabbos. So saying yechayev for these small shurim because it has some use. People use it. Now, certain things will soon seem like water. Water is meant for drinking, and water is meant for a fool. So you have to go boss to the thing that's shriach, what's used for. Some rabbi, michti, kol milso de shriachi. People, something people use it for, shriach, people use it a lot. V'loi shriachi. It's used for something else, but not so much for the other thing. Avada oz rabban and boss de shriachi. Go boss to the shear of what most people use it for. Lekula. You go lekula. We'll soon see what this means and what is going on. Rashi, Michti, Kol Milso de Shchicha Vla Shchichi, Kol Sheshiyurei Chachomin, Linyin Shabbos, Vuroi Lishnei Devorim. Somebody could use like water for two different things. Chod Shchichi, one thing people use it for is very Shchich, Vechod La Shchichi, and one use, it's not so usable, people don't use it that much. Is also Rabbonim Bishurim Bosa de Shchicha. Avad Rabbonim went Bosa the Shir of what people use it for. The afilu he kula, even though it's a kula kashir, sheshiura gadol, even though it's a bigger shear, like let's see your water. People, for drinking water, you need a bigger shear than you put a small amount of water into a medicine to make it safe. Still, I'm reading stomai loho of it. We say stomai, this thing is aimed for what it's shriek for, and you only chayiv carry out the bigger shear. For lo yamrina, we don't say, hoyo v'chod namele milsachriti, even though sometimes you use it for something else. Sheshiura cotton, that's a much smaller shear, nasal basra l'chumra. Let's go basra, this sometimes use. To be mechayiv if you carry out even a smaller shear on Shabbos, because sometimes it's usable for this l'shchiach, that's the Kiddush, no, we don't say that. The Rabbanan only gave a shear on something that's shchiach, that's usable. Lekula. Shchichi u shchichi, if two uses and both are shchiyaches, both used very often both ways, then also rabbanan boser the shchiyach lechumra. Then the vadzi go lechumra. If two shiurim for one purpose, you need 5 ounces, and for one purpose, you only need 1 ounce. So if this both are usable equally, so rabbanan go lechumra, you even chayv to carry out 1 ounce on Shabbos. When both things are shchiach, azin lechumra, avadim go lechumra. Or mesharina b'shira zutra. Then we have the smaller shear, yichayi for 1 ounce. Now we'll be mazda. Other rabbanan boser shchiach lechumra. Yayin by wine, shtiyasa shchiach. It's more shchiach to drink wine. Refuasa lo shchiach. People don't use wine that much for refuah. It's too expensive. They don't use it for healing yourself. Therefore, the Rabbanan said how much wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos? Raw wine enough to be able to make Mazigas HaKais into Revias. Because the sheer of drinking a chashav, a drink of wine, is a Revias Halug. So you need enough raw wine that later when you add the water to it, you'll have Revias Halug. And you go both to the sheer of Shtia, because most wine is used for drinking, not for Refuah. Trash Refuah Salah Shchiach. Going loshev by kilur to use the wine to make the seif for the eye medicine. The avagav the chosla, even though you could use wine for the medicine also. The ikud the ovid, the chol of isha, the ikud the ovid b'maya. Some people use for the seif milk of an isha. Some people use water. The chosan alayin, and usually they don't use the wine. Kedama v'yikaron, because wine costs too much. Hilgach oza basish to yosin. Therefore, by wine, we don't go to Churma and say, be mechai for a small amount of wine for the medicine, because it's not shchiach. You go basa the shtiyah, that's shchiach. Ushiyura v'chtei mezigas kois. Therefore, you need to share raw wine to make to revias of yayin after it's mixed with its water. V'yafagab l'kula, that's a kula. Sheesh kan shir godol. V'chein cholav, the same thing by milk nami. Chozel l'achila. Milk you could drink. V'losh of killer. You could also use it to make medicine with. It's not shchiach. Shereyaf hamayim ruin lekach. Even water you could use to make the medicine with. V'yesh oisim imayim, and so make it from water. Hilgach ozra bon bosa achilosoi. Oshira bechte gemiyah. Therefore, milk also. Milk is more shchiach to drink the milk, not to use the milk for the medicine. Therefore, by milk we go bosa the sheer shti of klei gemiyah. How much you swallow down in one shot? V'yafagad the kula, even though it's a kula, because sometimes we do use the milk to make the medicine. At that point, you just need a fraction of an ounce to put into the medicine. Still, we go bosa the shchiach and yoni chayim with the klei gemiyah. So that's the Gemara. Yain shtiyos l'shchiach v'fos l'shchiach. Oz rabbona bos shtiyos l'shchiach. L'kula, go l'kula. Cholov, by milk. Achilos l'shchiach. Lav da achila means the drinking. You'd use the milk to drink, you'd eat it. Refuot l'shchiach. To use the milk for refuah, to make the seif with this, it's not shchiach. Therefore, oz rabbona bos achilos l'kula. Oz the go l'kula, you only chayv with the biggest share of milk if you carry out kadei gemiyah. Dvash, by honey, achilos l'shchiach. And if also shchicha, it's very shchiach to use the honey on top of the makia they used to put on top of the wounds. Is mele oz the rabban and bosa fos lechumra. Here they went lechumra. Even though to eat honey, you only eat a lot of honey at one time, a whole spoonful. But since it's shchiach to use for medicine, you're chayim for a small amount of honey that you just put on top of the makia. Trashi dvas for us and amishchicha. Shein mashka acha ruil exists. You have this wound, no other mashka is helpful, only honey. Therefore, it's shchiach to use honey. Ela mayim frakti gemara michti shtiyasai shchicha rufuasalai shchicha. The chura water, everybody knows you drink more water than use it for a fuah. Water ik is for drinking, keeps your life water. Is meila my time oz rabbanan bas rufuasal chumra. How come here the rabbanan said how much water are you chayy for? Mamash a small amount that you put into the seif to make the eye medicine with. You can use other mashkin for the refuah. Some people make this medicine with other mashkin. People don't drink wine whenever they're thirsty, only for the suda. But when you're thirsty, no matter drink, you drink water. So rov water is for drinking. So how come here the rabbanan went to chumra? One third of the Mishnah Daf we're talking about in Glila. Shrashi Begli Lashonu, Shema Niyim, the very poor people there. O Makpidim Bedova Muit, they're very makpid not to spend on anything. V'chos Mayayin V'cholav Loshav Kilo. So when they have to make the medicine, they don't use any other mashka. They only use water. V'yayin Shofen Ela B'mayim. Zirgach Rufu Osa Naim Shchicha, even if Rufu is also Shchiach. O Bina Lameiz L'chumra. Therefore you have to go to Chumra. Since in Galila it's Shchiach to use the water, you go to Chumra. Even if you hold like all places, the other places sometimes they use other mashka for refuah. So the kasher is there, and the water is more shchiach to drink than to have refuah. How come here the rabbanon went to chumra the share of refuah? That could be Shmuel. The Yomash Shmuel, kol shkainei masu o matalali labam mimaya demasov le matalali. Has any other mashka you put into the seif on top of heals you up of a matauli, you'll be a little bit dark. It's not going to heal you up lagamri. Labami mai only water. The masu, when you put water into the eye seif, your mamash heals you up lay matauli, you won't be even a little bit shady either. You'll be 100% better. Therefore, according to Shmuel, even for refuah, what's the shchiyat exact? To use only water, because water does a better refuah. Therefore, Rufu is called also Shchiach by water. Therefore, the Rabbanan went bust of the shear of Rufu by water. Rashi kol shkaini, kol mashkin sheshofen bakilu, any type of liquid you want to put into this eye seif to make it usable, is masi achilu, taki heals up the sickness, umatali, mesachachin aloayim, umaneya mirisoi, it goes on top of your eye and stops you from seeing so well. Achiyichla mariosoi, legamri, until eventually it can even make you blind. Of the Hashem, often it's very thick. When the glodon becomes like a jelly on top of you, like a scab. Kimin devik, like glue. Shakari and glizzer. Glizzer on top of your eyes. Bami maya, the adifa mikulu. The best thing to use in the surface water. The master will heal you up. For lay metalia doesn't have any sticky to you. Shenivloyim miyad, or nigva maher, dries up very fast. For lay glodon doesn't scare by you. Al gavayim. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the mashkir the gazak to you, even for medicine is water. Therefore, the bottom one boss of the share of refuah by mashkin, by water, to look chumra, even for a small amount, yichai. Right, the Mishnah then says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. Any other type of mashkin, drinkable thing, how much is choshev to be mechayev on Shabbos for carrying it out? Revius. That's a choshev shear of shti alamo. Torah Rabbonin. Dam, blood, v'chol minei mashkin, any type of mashkin, revius. How much are yichayev to carry out on Shabbos? Tag on the shear of revius. How much you chay for blood? You don't need a sheer revius, but dam you chay enough to use to heal up one eye. Likol bainachas, those type of medicine, eye medicine, you put into one eye, used to mix blood in it, how much blood you mix in the medicine, that's enough. Shekein koichlin lebarkis, that used to put this medicine lebarkis, shashkin koichlin lebarkis, mili shaboltas bain. If you have a growth on the eye, something sticking out in the eye, then make a medicine with blood. Oh my niyu, what type of blood do you use? Doma de tanagota. The blood of a chicken. That's good. Borah, a healthy one. Trash, you mind me, Meza Dam Kirch Moisin. Which blood do you use to heal up this growth on your eye? From a healthy chicken. Yab Shimangalilner, Dam, Kade Locho Boy Ayinachas. He also said the shear of blood. How much is a chosh of a shear blood? What you use to heal up one eye. You put it into the medicine of one eye. Why? Shekein Kirchen Leurit. They used to put blood into the urine. Rashi Tivlul, if you have a mixed eye, what they said to reseal a chorver, it's too white. Then tipas darker shaloibin, you have white spots on your eye. Halnodas bain, that's growing on the eye. Your number b'chorver's got to be moving. So if you have white spots growing in your eye, the eighth is to put blood into the eye, that heals it up. Well, mind you, what type of blood is good for this? Doma de krushtinir, the blood of a krushtinir. Rashi Atlef, of a bat. Shakurin Tlaf. Hey, the blood of a bat is very good for your eyes. Because bats have big eyes. So male is good for the eyes, bat. So the blood of the bat is good for your eyes. The Simnecha, what's the Simin? Gav la Gav, outside to the outside, draw la bro, inside for the inside. Shrashi Gav. Krishna Motse Bateha Yisha.
Christian, no, that's this bad. You find it techayishiv shul yirid shul shakeya b'techayin. Same thing, the yirid, this white spot that's inside the eye. Lebro damatanagolus, the blood of a chicken that's outside the brachish sheboltis. That's for the growth that grows outside your eye. So use the blood of a chicken for growth that's growing outside the eye, and white spots inside the eye, use something that grows the yishiv that lives with you. That's the bat. And wherever the bat is, it's the yishiv, the bat. The bat is around the yishiv, it's not outside. Atlas. Whatever Atlas is. Atlas. Right. It's only if you find these things, and that's when you need the shear. If somebody hides, like we all had before, if somebody hides blood in his house, him it's dover choshev, or he's hiding a little bit of water, then kol shu chayiv. No matter how much it is, you chayiv, providing for you, it's a dover choshev. How, when you need the shear of dam, need the revius or the shurim, you carry abu shravim, that's not a person that finds blood. Avla matsnia, somebody that hides blood, he has a purpose for it. So he'll hide even a small amount of blood. By tzio, and then he carries it out on Shabbos, chayiv b'cholshu. No matter how small it is, he's chayiv. A common poruch, oto matsnia la moitzio, letting Marzias Kasha, the person that hides it, he's also a moitzi. What do you mean, two separate people? A person that hides it sometimes can also find it. We have Shimon Aiman, no. B'medavam amurim b'matsnia. When do we say you need these shiurim akoponim, that with these small shiurim yichayiv? Only two things, two ingredients. It's a small shear, but you have a shear to it. Plus, you're a person that's machshir, but then you hide it. Like, you're going to use this blood for medicine. So for you, your matzniya, you hide this blood. For you, it's choshim. If you carried out now on Shabbos, yichayiv. Abu b'moitzi, but some somebody in the street that has no chshivas, he doesn't care about this blood. He now stampfies his blood, and yichayiv el abrevias. Havadi is only chayiv a stam person. What's a double choshim by any mashkin? Only the shear revius. Less than revius is not choshim at all. This is my point, as you always had before. When do you need the shirim? Only even from atzni you need the shirim, or if anybody need the shirim. So the gemara moidim chacham the Reb Shimon, but the chom moidim the Reb Shimon. The moitzi shayfchin with shus rabin. If somebody throws out shayfchin, that's the dirty water, the water you have dirty from your house, the dishwater water. You throw it outside, shirim revius. Then you zichin need the shir revius. Since it's not such choshev, the water, you can't use it for so many things. It's water that was used already. Now you're throwing it out of your house. You zichin need the shir of revius. Soon the gemara is going to ask, what do you need it for altogether? But then you need the shir of revius. Shrashi b'moitzi shayfchin. Adam shloihetznian. He didn't hide the shayfchin. Ein echayv el revius. The botsam yochil lechazik lekamon legab legabitit. I will soon see the shayfchin, the dirty water, you need at least the shir of revius. The mormamar. The medevah mamurim b'moitzi. When do we have the shear? Somebody that finds this blood. Abu b'matzniya. Somebody hid it. Somebody's machshav. This blood. Then kolshu. Then you chayiv no matter how small it is. Fred the gemara oto matzniya lav moitzi. Somebody that hides it, can't he also mo find it? Like chur, once you hide it, smachshav to you is choshed. So even if you find it, you also be chayiv. So drashi oto matzniya lav moitzi yum. Haloi ein mischayiv elai yedai hoitzo. He's only chayiv when he carries it outside. So even though you hit it, you're also called a moitzi. You also called somebody now that's carrying it outside. Amar Abaye Hocher Mayaskinu. We're talking about the Talmud. Talking about the Talmud. Shama le Rabbi. His Rebbe told him, Leich oponim li hamokim l'suda. Go and clear this place. We're going to go eat now. We're going to clean up this mokim. It's a dirty place there in the yard, in the garden. Clean it up now. We want to have a suda there. Holach oponim li. He went and cleaned up the place. Is dover choshev lakoyol chayiv olavein. Something that's a choshev shiur for everybody. Say, so you carried out, now you chayiv. Dover shayna choshev lakoyol. Something that's not choshev for everybody. Then it depends. Iyat nirabe, if his Rebbe hit it, that means his Rebbe was machshev this small amount of blood, so it's a choshev of blood, mechayiv olavein. Then the Talmud is chayiv, since the Talmud is carrying it out for the Rebbe, and for the Rebbe it's a choshev of a thing, he's also chayiv for it. V'loy loy mechayiv, that's what it means to say. Avad, you only chayiv for the tzor, but for regular tzor, you have to have a shear that's choshev revius. A small amount, you only chayiv if you're the person that you hit it, so for you it's choshev, therefore you chayiv even for a smaller amount also. Trashi. Omer Rabbi Yochai b'Talmud, going shulin dinagri, a carpenter's Talmud, teaching him how to be a carpenter. Shamla Rabbi Lech upon the Amakim, clean out this place. Even though the Rebbe didn't hire it for him, still, if it's a chosh of a shir revius, anybody's chayiv. When do we need a chosh of a shir? Only when the person now is carrying it out for his own purpose, he goes, boss, if he needs it or not. Abu b'matzniyah, something that was hidden. Something that was hidden by somebody. So the owner of that thing is machshiv, it's very chashiv to the owner. The one that carries that is also chayiv. The Abishim Ben Elazar Amra, but you also time it goes boss his shear. The Amra Pirkin Liel, the Bedov Shay Matsnian Kamel, something that nobody hides like that. Luchshul is it. But this one person hid it. For him, he's Mashvitz Choshev, that's Niyoy, and he hid it now. Nizchayev Zeb Machshavte Shozer. That was Abishim Ben Chiddish. That once one person hid it, since the Bailim hid it, for him it's Choshev, whoever carries it out now is also Chayev. Even though he would have found it in the street to be potter, but now that he's taken out somebody else's hidden thing as a davar chashiv, he's chayiv for that. Because once one person was machshiv it, anybody now is chayiv for his machshavon. Who are then the most look me matzni gufar? Same thing. Weiter. So that's the chiddush. Once the Rebbe hid it, now when the Talmud goes and carries it out, even though for the Talmud it's not chashiv, still the Talmud is chayiv for the Rebbe's machshavon.
If you carry outside the dirty water, as the mother didn't have a drain in the house, they used to use the water in the house, and after it was used, they carried outside and throw it outside. So the dirty water, you only chayv for the revius. For the Gemara, why do you chayv altogether by dirty water? The chur, you're not carrying out for a tzurich. You don't need this water. You're only carrying it out like a melacha shetzurich legufam, just to get it out of the house. But not that you want to use the water. Just like we hold, if you carry out a mace on Shabbos, we hold your potter. Because the kavana carrying the mace out is not because you want the mace to be bedafka there. The ikar kavana is you don't want him to be here. But you don't want the actual hatsor. It's called like a melacha shetzurich legufam. So here also, it's stam dirty water. You stam want it out of the house. But you're not makva to take it out to use it. So why are you chayv altogether? And the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, legavo bemesatit. We're talking about you doing it legavo to mix it up with tit, with the cement. You want to make cement. So yeah, for cement you can use dirty water. For a tanya tit, they last as ben pikur. How much water you need for tit to make the pikur, that's a big issue. Like kasha. Hod the mikvul, hod le mikvul, depends. If you want to use the tit to make gibul, to make cement out of it, then you just need the shear of a kere revius. If you don't want to make cement out of it, they need a bigger shear. The fish, not them terech legavul tit, last as pikur. If you want to make a pikur, then you need a bigger shear. So Rashi, pikur, neker shenaisten boy hamafuach ushir zut is a smaller shear. Mervius. Chazi ligvol tuva. I forget, from mervius water, you can make a lot of cement. The chivon doitzois tit. Chashiv gadei pikurum, it's enough to take out the tit. A small amount of cement. Just to make a pikur binan, nam l'shirim b'hanach diyavu l'tit, b'chdei gibel pitur. That's the kashan. If you carry out finished cement already, how much cement do you need to be mechayiv? Mamash a small amount of cement. Enough to make the opening for a pikur, which is very small. So kashan is, and if you're carrying out the water now, to make cement, why do we need such amount of big water or size of revius? Which revius, you can make a lot of cement. The chorus, you just have to take out a small amount of water that you can make a small amount of cement. Since for cement alone, you have a very small shear. But there it is, it depends. If you have cement already, it's a davar chashiv, even a small amount you take out. Mashenkin, if you're going now to take the water to make the cement, metchili, you don't make cement unless you make a lot of cement at one time. So therefore, how much water you need, chashiv or revius water? You take out a large shear of water, that's chashiv, you use this much water now to make a lot of cement. And after the cement is made, you carry out a small amount of cement. But metchili, you're not going to go make cement with a small amount of water. Therefore, metchili need a share of revius for the water. Yes, Terence. If the cement was already made, then you chayv a small amount. Hodolei migvul. But if you didn't make the cement yet, now you want to take water out to make cement, lefishenodim terech ligvul tit lasas pikurim. People now matriot themselves to make cement, now just a small amount of cement at one time. If you're going to make cement, you make a lot of cement. So if we need at least a shear of our revius.
go on the fine ches. The fine ches Mishnah. Hamoitzi chevel kedelas leis oizen akupa. If you take out a chevel, a string, what's a shear choshev by a string? Last is oizen lekupa, to make the ear of a kupa, of a barrel, to make like a handle that you can hold it. You used to take a string and tie it on the side to make a handle, so that's oiz. Trash oizen lekupa lo oichsa bo, to hold on to the kupa, hold on to the barrel. Gami, that type of string made out of like leaves, reeds made out of. The last is toloi lenapo lekavra, to make like a hanger, to make use this type of a gami, all type of a string, and you tie it across to make like a hanger, to hang on top of it a napa and a kavra. So Rashi, toloi litlo is boy, to hang on it. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kidei lito mimeno midas mana lekotin. If you don't know the shear of this gami, that's the type of string made out of leaves or made out of reeds. How long is the string? Enough of a string, like a measuring string, that you could measure the size of a kid's foot to buy him shoes. Had a little mimeno midas man lekotin. Enough of a string to measure the size, how big the shoe, how big the foot of the kid is to buy him shoes. Trashy midas mano la roisa leumen midas zu anitzorich. You show the human like the kid's foot is 6 inches long. I need a 6-inch shoe. Near, if you carry out a piece of paper on Shabbos, what's choshev? Kidei lichtav olav kesher muchsin. Has to be big enough that you could have a tax receipt. So let's see what this kesher muchsin is, a receipt from the tax. Trashi near, ma'asovim oisimois, used to make it out of grass, is kesher shem muchsin. Yesh lucha odom shenoisin ha-mechas l'rosh ha-nor. When you went over the river, you had to pay taxes. You're on one side of the bridge, you have to pay tax. V'moka mechot. Could be the person was moichel you for matona. Could be. It gives you a receipt. That on the other side of the bridge, you have to show the receipt that either you paid the tax or else the guy was moichel to you. What was the receipt of the tax? It was 2 letters. It's a bigger shear than stam 2 oisis. That's why it doesn't stam say a piece of paper enough to write 2 olives or olive bays. Because here there were bigger oisiyos. They say enough of a size paper that you can write a kesher shamuchsin. And if somebody carries out this receipt that you pay taxes on Shabbos, yichayev. Right, so it's a double choshev. It's a receipt. So yichayev for that is tamzni choshev.